Bermuda seems like it's the perfect RSE country. They're smart like the Brits. They're rowdy like Americans. They drive on the left side of the road, but they measure in, the degrees in Fahrenheit.
Right.
Right.
They watch soccer. But they also pay attention to American football.
That's right.
And they like us.
And they like us.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is, wherever you are. Thanks for subscribing, streaming, or downloading and listening to us on your computer or MP3 player. I'm Austin Titchener, one third of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, and you're listening to this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast, number 321, Bermuda Fun Facts. We spent far too reduced time in Bermuda this week performing the complete world of sports abridged at the City Hall Theater in Hamilton for three large appreciative crowds of grown-ups, families, and students. We haven't played Bermuda in 15 years, so we spent the time catching up on what we remembered from our last time there, learning about Bermuda's history and discovering what we could about the country and its people. Warning, any resemblance to actual facts is strictly coincidental.
The wealthy folks who can afford it send their kids to boarding school, but it seems equal. They send them to England, or they send them to Canada, or they send them to America. So I've heard all kinds of accents. I've heard Canadian, I've heard American, I've heard English, yeah. I've heard Bermudian.
Yeah, yes, yeah. Yeah. It's strange that the people who I think call themselves Bermudian from here, not expats, sound American.
They
and that
do.
Makes me sad. I come all this way.
I know.
I fly all this way just to hear people go, "Hey man, how's it going?" Really?
I fly 2 hours off the coast of the Carolinas, and I want to go. But of course they speak American, because all the, you notice all the plugs are American plugs.
Yes, which, we don't need adapters.
We don't need
converters.
And I think that's because they get their power from the extension cord that runs underneath the ocean.
Yeah, it goes
from the Carolinas.
From Cape Hatteras.
Yeah.
They have a constitution, but
yes,
they are a British colony. They're not independent like Australia or Canada.
Okay.
So, for instance, I don't understand how this happens. They have an Olympic team, but they don't have a seat on the UN.
Okay.
Because they're part of the UK.
Okay. Yeah. Well, and I think I said this before last weekend. I do love it here. It's, for me, it's the perfect combination of Hawaii and England. You know, it's sunny and beautiful, but there's other things to do. There's history. There's a lot. Well, I mean, Hawaii has history. But it's the history I'm interested in, I guess, because I'm an Anglophile.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but you started this whole thing by saying this is perhaps the best country for the RSC.
Yeah.
And I thought you were going to go down this other path of saying it's because we have a great hotel, there's great food, there are beaches, there are boat rides. But
Those things don't suck. Yes.
Exactly.
And there's Marks and Spencer's.
But everything's way expensive here.
Well, and it's not a very big, for you Americans, Marks and Spencer's is, what would you call it, a department store in England, but it's not like any department store in America.
It's like Woolworths. It's like a high-end Woolworths. It's a little bit like Target.
Well,
it's one-stop shopping.
It's clothing and housewares, but also a fantastic, in England, fantastic market, supermarket, food markets.
Right, right.
Now here, it's more clothes and less food. But
right, right. And also, everything is much more expensive here. I was going to stock up on my, you know, blue box tea from Marks & Spencer, but it's three times what it would cost me in England, and even more expensive than it would cost me if I bought it in a specialty shop in the States.
Yeah,
so it's way expensive. Yeah.
I was thinking about getting a beer, one of my usuals back in England, and over here, it's an import and was going to cost me $10 for one beer.
Well, you found out part of the reasoning for that at the Apple store this afternoon.
Well, it's true. They have an Apple store. It's not an officially licensed. It's an officially licensed store, but it's not an Apple store. They called it iClick, but it's an authorized reseller. Anyway, a couple of great Apple genius nerds in there running the joint, but they said that everything imported into Bermuda is assessed a 25% import fee. 25% of the value of the thing, I suppose. So, you know, so the cheapest iPad, which I think goes for about $800 in the States, goes for about $1,200 or $1,300 here.
And here's another great thing why Bermuda's perfect.
Yeah.
They take American money.
Yes, they do.
The exchange rate is one for one.
It's one
so
for
you
one.
Can give them American bills and coins, and they'll take it. Or you can give them Bermuda bills and coins, and they'll take it. It's great.
I haven't even seen a Bermuda bill. I kind of like that.
The coffee shop tried to give me Bermuda bills this afternoon, and I said, "Oh, I'm leaving tomorrow. Do you have American dollars?" They said, "Yeah, sure, no problem." But the Bermuda money is perfect. Do you have some there?
Well, I have a coin. Bermuda quarter. Now, it's got a picture of the Queen Queen Elizabeth
Queen
II
Liz?
On? Liz.
She's awesome.
And a kind of a bird. Sorry, no, somebody's giving you the bird. No, it's a bird on the back. Yeah.
Well, and the audiences, too. Again, the audiences were great. We had one really large crowd last night. We had a crowd of students this afternoon, high school student age students this afternoon from about 14 to 18. And tonight we've got an almost sold out house. And as we said, they're rowdy like Americans.
But they get
everything. I mean, that's the other great thing about, they understand all the international references that we make, but they also understand the American pop culture references. So I think we've talked about this. We did two versions of the sports show, our American version, and then we had to rewrite it extensively. Not rewrite it extensively, but come up with a lot of other different references for the UK. We were able to do the American version with maybe only one or two exceptions here last night.
Yeah.
And what was interesting is that we realized in the middle of the performance, oh, right, we have to do the UK version of this joke, don't we? Like, you're referring to Andy Murray, for instance.
I'd forgotten to get a reference, so like a split second before I opened my mouth, I decided to revert back to the Andy Murray, but that worked, and actually, they must have thought we were geniuses, because, of course, Andy Murray is fresh in the news.
That's right.
Just whooped up on some Federa.
Again.
Yeah, so he's back to being British.
He is. He's no longer Scottish.
That's right. When he loses in the finals, oh, God, where am I from now?
India.
India, when he loses in the finals, he would be... great crowd. Smart and rowdy, and what I love is that they're very proud of Bermuda on the global stage. And maybe it's because there's only, what did they say, 60,000 people here?
Yeah, I think 64,000 is the total population. Now, we have many listeners in Sonoma County, but like the big town of Sonoma County, it's not a very big county, is 120,000. So it's like half the population of Santa Rosa, California. It's crazy.
Which is nowhere near the largest city in California.
Right. Really?
So all we have to do is say the name Naki Wells. And he's the forward for Bradford City, and is going to be at Wembley Stadium in the finals of the Capital One Cup. Well, and they're so proud; they just love that, which is great.
And I make reference to the veteran Bermudian diver Mickey Johnson, and the crew backstage is going, "Oh, I can't wait until I see Mickey next time." And I went, "Wait, you see him? Of course, yeah. I took synchronized swimming lessons from him. You know, I was like, really? Wow. I mean, because it's a small island, and everybody knows everybody."
Well, they were saying the speed limit, I think, is 40 on the island. There's no place where you
National
can go faster than
limit.
40. Yeah. So to drive from one tip to the other at 40 miles an hour is an hour and a half. That's the size of Bermuda.
And I get the sense that very few people kind of adhere to that 40 mile an hour speed.
Well, they have interesting, each household is only allowed to own one car.
Yeah.
That's why I think there you see a lot of motor scooters, because that may be unlimited. But every household, every building that's a home, you're allowed to own only one car. Now, if you own two homes, you can own two cars.
That makes sense, because otherwise, if everyone was buying cars and every kid in the family had a car, then this whole island would be turned into one massive parking lot and no one could get anywhere.
Well, and think how expensive a car is here.
Yeah,
you know,
with the 25% markup.
Yeah.
The other thing I think is so interesting is the houses are designed here to catch water.
Yeah.
And then they have big tanks under the house, so they have to be extremely efficient with their water, because you can't drill a well and get fresh water. Sometimes you can drill and get kind of brackish water that you might be able to do the garden with.
Right.
But their houses, they have these white roofs with kind of, they paint it, I think, with lime paint, and it catches all the rain and it drains down off the roof into tanks under the house. And if there's a drought, they're kind of stuck because there's no other fresh water source on the island.
Wow, that should be standard globally, really, shouldn't it?
Yeah.
You're catching that water.
Because as we always say, free stuff is good stuff, and oh gee, it's dumping on the top of your house.
But imagine the first people who settled here. You know, they went, oh God, there's no fresh water.
I'm kind of thirsty. It's been a couple of days.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, where's the fountain?
I hope it rains soon.
What they were really thinking is we need to make more rum, and don't we need water for that?
That's right, yeah.
Well, I was going to ask, has anyone tasted one of these dark and stormies? Is that what that's
not
dark?
Not yet, but I'm hopeful tonight after the last show.
Elaine had several the other night. It was a little...
We're not going to name names.
A little scary.
Elaine Randolph.
It was a little scary. She was enjoying them. She looked very content. And actually, I had a sip of it. Rum and ginger beer is a dark and stormy rum and ginger beer. And it was... I could see how it would be refreshing, particularly on a summer's eve.
I think after your second one, they become a stark and dormy.
Stark and dormy. Well, it was also a treat coming here for me, at least from Chicago, because it was, you know, 12 degrees in Chicago when I left, and it's Fahrenheit, and it's 60 whatever degrees or low 70s here.
Well, the night we arrived, it was, I don't know, in the mid-50s, and the Bermudians who picked us up were lovely, the hosts, and said, oh, we're sorry, it's awfully cold. I said, well, it's 20 degrees warmer than it has been in the nighttime in California.
Yeah, and it's snowing back in England, so I'm only getting, you know, emails and texts just saying, dear Matt, you bastard.
Hello, I'm Karen Pollard. I'm Artistic Director of the Bermuda Festival of the Performing Arts, and you're listening to the Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast.
Where can you RSC the RSC? Let's see. Actually, this week you can see both me and Matt Rippey in London. We're beginning to put together the cast for our upcoming UK tour of the complete works of William Shakespeare, Abridged Revised. You can see Reed Martin tooling around Sonoma and Napa counties in California, Mick Orff in the wilds of New Jersey, Michael Faulkner, Dominic Conti, Jeff Marlowe driving around Los Angeles, and Dustin Sullivan walking the streets of New York, which makes him a street walker, I guess. But we'll return with performances of The Complete World of Sports Abridged in Scottsdale, Arizona, and Moorhead, Minnesota in March. Then a 12-week tour of Great Britain of the complete works of William Shakespeare, Abridged, Revised, starting the first week in April. As always, the very best way to stay up to date about all of our worldwide performance dates is to sign up for the Reduced Reader, our email newsletter. Go to reducedshakespeare.com and click on the link to subscribe, and check out our touring page for specific box office venue and ticket information.
I saw something very interesting out walking around. I saw a statue, and I read the plaque, as I do,
as
being
the
company tourist. Well, Bermuda outlawed slavery in 1835, and the next year, a ship from, I think, the Virginia Company was caught in a storm and ended up on the island. And they looked at the cargo, and the cargo turns out it was 78 Africans headed for slavery. And so the courts in Bermuda said, no, you're free men. Welcome to Bermuda.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
Cool. That is awesome.
Yeah.
They must have been so happy that they washed on these shores.
Yeah.
These shores.
Well, Marks and Spencer's and American Outlets.
Right, exactly.
Gordon Marks and Fred Spencer were two of those original slaves that were.
Yeah, well, and I think you were saying, Austin, that there's some theory that this island and the stories from this island were making it back to England in the 16th century and late 1500s. This could have been the island that Shakespeare was thinking of when he wrote The Tempest.
Right. The brave new world of which he speaks.
Yes.
Indeed he do.
Now that doesn't exactly jibe with some of the anti-Stratfordian theories that suggest that any of the other writers were connected to the Isle of Man or some of the other islands off of England. But, you know, screw them.
Yeah. Hell with them.
It's a shame we're not here longer because I know that the island is only like the size of a coffee spill and it's kind of shaped like a coffee spill, isn't it? It's a mess. There isn't any kind of defining shape to it, but there seems to be so much to do, even though it's off season.
Right.
But it's great because it's not packed with tourists, and it just seems like there's more stuff to do. I'm sad that it's a short stay. So we're trying to convince the festival organizers that next time let's play a week.
Well, I was going to say it's a shame we're not here longer, and it's a shame we're not here more frequently. This is the first time we've been in here in 15 years.
It reminds me a little bit of Wellington, New Zealand.
Me too.
Hamilton is much smaller than Wellington.
Yeah.
But the English feel of it, the architecture,
the hills,
the colors of the buildings, the water. Mm. I guess the closest, and it's not really quite like it, but there's a bit of a Sausalito, California. For those of you who are from the Bay Area, there's kind of that feel.
There's basically water wherever you look.
Yeah. It's an island, apparently.
Really?
That's what I heard.
Yeah. Water everywhere, not a drop of drink.
Yeah. There's a strange similarity to Fairbanks and Anchorage. It has nothing to do with the weather, but has to do with the people. They here, like up in Alaska, they thank us for coming. They're genuinely impressed that we've come to their little island and brought to little culture.
Yeah. And we say, my goodness, thank you for asking us.
We're thinking little culture. Yeah, very little.
Well, it's very little. Yeah, that's our definition, very little.
They thank us. That's a nice
thing. And they do this outreach. That's part of their mission of the festival is to do all this outreach to the schools. And we did this matinee today, an hour-long version of the sports show, where basically we took the first
I don't know, 7 minutes of the first act and the last 40 minutes of the second act and made that into one 50-minute act. And then we did a Q&A with the kids, and they were very sharp and very well-behaved, and it seemed like they really enjoyed it. It would be fun to come back here with one of our other shows, like All the Great Books.
Right, which is great for schools.
Great, perfect for schools. Yeah. And you were saying during the talkback, come back and do more of a workshop, an improv workshop or an acting workshop or any of the things
that we do. A bit more hands-on.
More than just a Q&A.
More than just a Q&A. There was, maybe some were being shy, but there was, I think, when I asked anyone here in the audience want to go into theater, you know, be on stage or on television, on screen, and there's a good handful of people who were really excited, and I think that their opportunities are limited to expound upon that here, and so and we love doing workshops. Yeah. So next time, hopefully, if they bring us back, if you're listening, Bermuda Festival, we'd like to come back next year with the book show and do workshop.
Yeah, and just because we like coming to small, appreciative, out-of-the-way places like Alaska and Bermuda, we also like going to some of your more major cities, like your New York City, like your, where we have played, like your Philadelphia, where we don't play that much, like your Chicago, where we haven't played recently.
Those are all great cities, but can we name a few big ones that have beaches? So I'm thinking Maui, I don't know.
Well, we just did 3 weeks in San Diego.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's true.
And Chicago has a beach.
Right.
But you want to hit it in the summertime, for sure.
That's it for this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast. But one Bermuda fun fact we forgot to mention. You know how when you used to be able to smoke in public places, you'd come home from a bar smelling of cigarette smoke? Well, we came home from Bermuda smelling of fish chowder. They love some fish chowder in Bermuda. They fed it to us in an IV drip. It was outstanding. Send us your fun facts via email to feedback@reducedshakespeare.com. You can also post comments on many of our website pages, and you can post reviews on iTunes. You can interact with other fans at our website and our Reduced Shakespeare Company Facebook fan page. You can also become a subscriber to our YouTube channel or become a twit. Follow us on Twitter @Reduced. You can find easy links to all these social networks at our website, reducedshakespeare.com. Thanks, as always, to webmaster Matt Rippey, Bermuda Onion Matthew Croak, music by John Weber and Garage Band. Our random fan shout-out this week goes to Kathy Rendick. No reason, it's just random. Special thanks to Karen Pollard, artistic director of the Bermuda Festival of the Performing Arts. And thanks very much to you for listening. I'm Austin Titchener, 321/963 of the Reduced Shakespeare Company.
Now, none of us have bought Bermuda shorts, is that correct?
I haven't bought any Bermuda shorts, I haven't bought any Bermuda onions, and I'm crossing my fingers I don't get lost in any Bermuda triangles.
Well, we haven't gotten home yet, so we'll see.
Although, back at the hotel, I'm wondering if there's a Bermuda triangle.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, and thank you for coming. Good night.
This podcast is a production of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, reducing expectations since 1981. Go to reducedshakespeare.com for performance dates, actor bios, email newsletters, and so much less.